How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
You remember we had the old fake news.
Fake book,
yeah. And it was just for when people messed up and gave me bad stories like you used to do, and I would play this.
Oh, hi there. Are you socially challenged? Do you believe everything you read? Do you feel the need to share every story you read with your friends? Well then, you've probably been featured on this segment already. It's time for Fake Book on the Johnny B Show.
So I thought it was that. And then I looked, and it's on a lot of news outlets. Real ones. Like Huffington Post and Time Magazine, USA Today.
Legitimate sources.
Real news, not fake news. There's a bookstore in Brooklyn.
Not in Justin's daughter.
No, God, no. That sweet little baby. The actual borough. The borough? Yeah, it's a borough. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn. They're holding a public event to put a hex on newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh this Saturday night. It's going to happen. Real witches. This is scary stuff, man. It says here they will focus their curse on all rapists and all patriarchy. It says here, to promote the ritual to hex Brett Kavanaugh, the bookstore has sent out invites over Eventbrite, which is a ticket buying service online. Mm-hmm. I've used it many times for different shows. The focal point, but by no means the only target, is to bring your rage and all the axes you've got to grind. This is crazy.
Don't I?
Ma'am.
Someone's hexing you.
I think so. My throat just got really scratchy out of nowhere. I'm doing the Mo precursor to a call-in. I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Hopefully it won't be heavy news
day. Something's wrong with my throat. My throat's a little... I think, man, them kids always bringing home sickness. Anyway. I'm playing around, but... might happen. So they are actually going to get together and they're going to pull off real witches hexes on him. If you're Brett Kavanaugh, are you worried about this?
I'm going to vote no because witches aren't real.
Negative.
I don't know, dude. In the back of my head, I'd be a little creeped out.
Nah.
No?
Negative. When I was in eighth grade, there was this girl in my class that thought she was a practicing witch. And I didn't ask her to the eighth grade prom, so she... thought she put like a, not a hex, but it was like a binding spell on me, she called it, where she took a picture of me, like wrapped a ribbon around it and like put a spell on the picture or something.
Jesus,
like that.
Dude.
Yeah.
What was that supposed to do?
I don't know, but it was because I didn't ask her the
what he don't
prom.
Know is she actually wrapped little pieces of khaki around him.
Well, that's what
khaki
happened.
Ribbon.
Look what happened. Damn. Look what happened. God damn it. Yeah. How do you feel now?
It worked.
Yeah. Now you've been riddled with khaki ever since. You should have just went to the prom with her. Was she ugly? Was that a problem?
I didn't even really know her that well. She, I guess, had a crush on me, and I didn't ask her to prom, and that was the end of that, I guess.
Who'd you go to prom with?
I didn't go to prom.
She was so ugly that you decided not to go to prom with her.
I didn't go to my eighth grade prom. I didn't go to dances when I was
eighth
that young.
Grade prom?
Yeah, it was
that
like,
was a thing?
I went to Catholic.
We had a ninth grade
school.
Prom.
Yeah.
I was the belle of the ball of our ninth grade prom. I remember that. I won.
Belle of the ball.
I really was. Johnny Belle of the ball. We had the notables. We talked about this before. And I won best all around. That was the ninth grade prom.
Because you're round.
I know. Looking back now, I think it was an inside joke with the staff, the faculty at Van Buren Junior High School. Maybe. Maybe that's what they did there. They were like, hey, we have a category for best all around. Who's the fattest piece of crap here? oh, little Johnny Bell. Let's give him best all around, you mullet bitch. And, yeah, I won it. So, yeah. And I remember I had a slow dance with one of the prettiest girls in school, Paula McCarl. Man, she was something. And then I ended up marrying her cousin and having a baby with her. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It's a small world after all. I still see Paula once in a while. Yeah.
Still hot?
Yeah, for someone our age, yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. She's always been a pretty girl. So, yeah, she's a little wild, too. You know what I mean?
Like, still?
Yeah, she's fun to hang out with. She's fun to drink with. Her and the whole family. I still like the first wife's family. When I see them, we all get along. At Gaspar's.
I was going to say.
They were all there.
You just, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan was there. We did karaoke night. And
it's awkward at first, I thought.
It was really weird. I look over, and it's like all my old in-laws were there. And I'm like, oh, snap. And I was like, do they hate me or do they not hate me? Let's see. And they still love me. And we hung out. We drank. We caught up. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I just got some clarification on Twitter.
What?
Tommy Clemens. He says witches and warlocks are for real.
They are, dude.
He says, I have seen them, and they are nothing to play with. Hashtag real talk. Hashtag spirit world.
Thank you, Tommy Clemens, for doing that. I think right now is a good time for us to try it out.
Okay. Let's get
it going. I say, if witches are fake, then we could be witches and warlocks, right?
Sure. Let's do it.
I say let's put some hexes and curses on folks. Let's pick the people that we want to curse, and let's do it. And let's let the B-holes curse people also. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'm excited. I want to curse some people.
I got someone for you.
I want to put some hexes on bitches tonight. Oh, you want to start off?
No, I mean, I want you to hex someone. You're the hex aficionado.
We have to have our witch and warlock names, right? Don't they have special names?
I don't even know what it would be.
Is there a witch generator?
You would be, I don't know, like Fatty McWarlock or something?
That's just rude. I'll put a hex on you.
I could be Jewy Mick Witress.
I don't know if I like that.
Okay, this isn't working out.
Hold on, let's see. I got this.
I got a necromancer name generator.
Excuse me?
Necro? That's kind of what I was looking for.
Yep. Same thing. Necromancer.
Necrophilia?
That, too.
I have a list of witch and warlock baby names.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'll take one.
Okay, I'm going to give you a name, Anna. You are Maleficent.
It's very close to something that already exists.
Oh, yeah, it's the witch from Sleeping Beauty. I got it. We're going to call you Theodora, the Jewish Explorer.
Okay, I like that.
That's your witch name, Theodora, the Jewish Explorer. Ryan Adams, would you like me to give you a stupid name?
Yes, please.
I'm going to call you. Oh, here it is. Your name is...
Lay it on me, come on.
Puck, that don't give a chuck.
Good. Wow. I don't know how to feel about that one.
How about Radagast?
We're out of gas.
Radagast the khaki ass.
You're running out of gas.
Radagast. I think I love that.
The khaki ass. That's your warlock name. You have to give these spells as Radagast the khaki ass. Radagast the khaki ass.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it's kind of catchy.
I think it's perfect.
Rolls off the tongue a little
Radagast.
Bit.
Yeah. That's an original name of a warlock that was known as the Brown Wizard. What is brown? Khaki. Radagast.
And what about for yourself?
Khakis. Do I have to name myself? I'll do it.
Yes.
Oh, let's see. Let me really find a good warlock that I can name myself after. I got this. I'm going to go with
I love that name.
Hold on, I got it. I almost cursed. That's why I had to stop myself. All right, I got this. Suraman Sewerman. Obesity man. Oh, God, I don't know. How about this? Fat ass Cellini.
I like that.
Fat ass Cellini.
Sounds like a pasta.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some fat ass Cellini this weekend. It's going to be great. All right, so we all have our names. I am the great Fat Ass Cellini. We have Radagast, the khaki ass, and we have... What is your name again?
That is Maleficent.
No, dummy. You loved your name. God damn it.
We're already getting tweets in.
Oh, Theodora.
The Explorer.
Jewish Explorer.
There we go.
Do we have any curses that need to be made?
Yes.
Anna, who do you want to curse?
Although she does give us a lot of content, she's out of her mind. This talentless bitch needs to be brought back down to earth. I need you to hex one Cardi B.
You want me to hex Cardi B?
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, man, this is tough. She has great powers.
She already speaks in tongues herself sometimes, too.
That's very true.
Yeah. Maybe she's a witch. Maybe that's what that thing she does is.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's the first time I've ever done that, guys.
It felt good, didn't it?
It really does feel good.
Are you proud of
you? I'm so excited I just did that.
Really wasn't bad.
Probably never going to do it again.
Johnny hurts himself every time he tries. You got to stretch the neck.
I hurt my neck again.
Do you have to cock the neck when you do that?
Johnny can't help it. It's like me doing an Asian voice and like just squinting my eyes. You can't do it any other way.
It's true. I'm the bent neck lady. All right, here we go.
Oh, Cardi B lady. Creepy.
We summon our dark powers tonight with four tales of a rat's ass, a half-melted candle, the blood of 14 German cockroaches, and four mixtapes of mumble rap that no one understands. We call on you, Dark Lord, the cursed Cardi B. And the next time she says,
ew,
this is the last noise she makes. As I stir these ingredients into this cauldron, I call on you, Dark Lord! Damn this lady! Damn her! And her...
Turn her into Jardy B forever!
All right, we're good. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Let's put some curses on people.
King B-Hole's got a request.
Oh, I'm in.
King B-Hole says, please, Lord, hex Avocado Rocker with AIDS.
Oh, man.
I don't know that anybody hates Avocado Rocker more than King B-Hole.
Mm.
I don't know what Avocado did to this man, but...
All right, I'll do it for King B-Hole. I feel bad for Avocado Rocker, though. I mean, this might be the final straw for him.
Headlight, burning bright, Dark Lord, hear me tonight. Guitar playing in parking lots. Make him lose his thoughts. Gorder on neck! Bring him extra, extra Rex. With the burnt hair of 17 chihuahuas and the stolen wine of many, many bad comedy shows. May the tires of all his mother's rides melt beneath him. May the chain smokings and gross phone calls of eternity be bestowed upon him. May he fall into a pit of 1,000 avocado pits. I curse you. Dark Lord, curse Avocado Rocker.
King B-Hole just finished.
Hold on, Dark Lord just, he just texted me. He said he cursed him like 15 years ago. He really can't do much more.
Okay. That's a good point.
I get it. No, I apologize, Dark Lord. Who else we got?
I got a whole group I want you to hex, Johnny.
Jesus Christ,
really? A whole group of people.
Man, I'm starting to get a nosebleed from the hexes right now.
Johnny, I would like you to hex
Mexican.
An entire group of people.
That was rude. But I understand why.
Mexicans.
Mexicans.
Oh, no.
Stop it, please.
These people are becoming a plague on society and the
Jews.
Entertainment world.
Dude. Definitely Jews.
What you say next is going to mean a lot for your future around here.
Can you please hex Mumble?
Black people!
Oh, what? My God!
I'm just kidding. No, don't say that.
Wow. I was just going to say Mumble Rappers.
Say that. Oh, Mumble Rappers?
Mumble Rappers. Hex them all, please.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord.
I want them gone.
All of them?
Turn them into pigs or something.
There's no good Mumble Rappers?
No. They're Mumble Rappers.
Before I do this
the
hex.
The name means they're bad.
Before I do this hex, because it's going to take a lot out of me, tell me why. Give me two good reasons why I have to
hex. Give me one reason.
Yeah. One, just to all of them, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot.
Yeah, and I've heard a few, and they're all garbage. That Lil Xan that almost died, what did he choke on?
Cheetos. He ate too many hot Cheetos.
Penis. Awful. We've played his music on this show.
All right, I got you, dude.
Witches and warlocks listening tonight, let your candles burn bright. With the Spanish moss of 4,000 trees and cypress knees from the deepest swamps in the south of the seas. Let your spirits rise. In the spirit of mumble rap. Six, nine. Boogie with the hoodie. Black boy. Chief Keef. Little Peep. Little Pop. Little Mosey.
All the Lils.
All the so many goddamn Lils. Especially you, Lil Xan. Playboy Cardi. Ski Mask the Slump God. Die.
Ski Mask the Slump
Suicide God. Suicide Boy. Ugly God. XX Tensi. Oh, he did.
See, what people don't know is that wasn't your hex. You were just playing one of the mumble raps.
Young Thug.
Love that song.
And most of all, Young Lean. Die. Die.
Oh, wait, did you want him dead or just like maybe like
I
a
just
cold?
Go away. I said.
Not like a fever or something like that.
Turn him into an animal
death
of some kind.
Much.
Yeah, okay. I
wish. Definitely. I hope you have a bad gig. I hope you have a bad gig. I hope your next gig's like bad. Like people don't show up.
It's
yeah.
Hard.
And your lean isn't that lean. You're like, wait a minute. This is just.
Booty.
Yeah, this is Benadryl. Ooh, and now I'm just sleepy. I'm not a thug at all. Ooh.
I want to know who you would hex, John.
I hope your next face tattoo is like. Not even good. Like, it's just, ugh. Like, you wanted something different, and you got something else. Like, what? This is the Golden Arches. I said I wanted a machete. Bitch. Who do I want to hex?
Yeah, come on now. You got somebody.
Who's on your list? I know you got one.
Maybe.
Don't hold back.
I feel bad for this one.
Do we know this person?
Oh, yeah. You should.
Are they in this room?
Oh, no. They're not.
Will they be walking into this room in about 5 minutes?
Fat Assolini, the warlock of the night, is going to throw a curse on somebody that's having a Sunday gridiron fight. A rookie, a golden child, famous in Oklahoma, who now resides in Ohio. This Sunday, 1 o'clock. You will face my pewter pirates who are reeling and hurting and fresh off the firing of Michael Smith, who I cursed yesterday. It took 17 lizard heads to get him fired, but I'm really happy I did it. Fat Assolini struck again. Baker Mayfield. The only thing baking will be you in this hot Florida sun.
Oh, damn.
It will happen! Sunday, you will show up with your Browns of Cleveland. You will walk onto that field at Raymond James Stadium. And you will feel a rash upon your face because I am putting the curse of 1,000 AIDS plants. That's right. We have AIDS plants in Tampa. It's really cool. Yeah, you don't want to eat them. You will feel the fever. You will feel the sweat. You will feel the mosquitoes that breed in the winter in Florida. And you will throw the ball. You will throw the ball to the wrong team, Baker Mayfield. You will throw the ball to Justin Evans. You will throw the ball to Brent Grimes. And then you'll twist your ankle, walk into the locker room like a bitch. And then hopefully you're better by the next game, because I don't really hate you. You should play in the Bucks. Sorry, Baker Mayfield.
Didn't he win the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, he did, actually.
I remember.
You did?
Yeah. I know things.
He flipped people off, too. He was really cool.
On the sideline. Yeah, he grabbed his crotch.
Oh, my God.
He did?
So cool. Yeah, he's so cool.
He's cute.
Yeah, I did it. Oh, there you go. There's some curses. Sorry, Brett Kavanaugh. You're not the only one getting cursed. You're not exclusive anymore. At least we didn't curse anybody for something they did 36 years ago, right?
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.